painting the mural, seeing the mural in a more final stage than when we were each painting parts of it or contributing to it, painting the mural I see as being yet another transformation. And it's almost as if it is going to be another passage, but another growth level, another development level that we're all going to collectively go through and go through personally, because it means you are contributing to something that's going to be a permanent document. I believe it's going to stay there for many, many years. That's my will and my hope and my prayer. But if it's there for a year, it's going to have such an impact on the community to see these wonderful images of hope, of courage, of strength around an illness that's supposed to be fatal. And you see all aspects of the illness in the mural. And to be a part of that and know that you have lent your hand to that is something community people don't get very often. And it's certainly something that Black women don't get very often, to be able to make that kind of lasting statement, to participate in that kind of statement, because most names are lost. And even if our names are lost and they're not important, the fact that we've helped put a stroke up, put some paint up, did it, we can walk with pride through the community, but it's going to help so many women, that women did this for us in the community. So I know painting it is going to be such an extraordinary experience that I so look forward to it, and so many people are going to want to be a part of it, and they're going to add their energy to it and strengthen it even more, that I know the painting of it is going to be liberating. It's going to be a liberating factor. And it's going to say something about what needs to happen across the country. And at a time when there's so much misery and suffering and pain and wars and killing, this sign of hope and life and joy and love that brought this about, and to be a part of that, it's extraordinary. It's an extraordinary gift that Alexandria has given to us, and that we've given to the community, and that Brian has put in a form that we can all kind of touch and share and experience. So it really kind of engages every sense, all of the five senses, to experience it and touch it and feel it and love it and taste it and see it, and then be moved by it. It's so wonderful, really wonderful to have this monument. And I'm a nationalist, so I think to do it for Harlem could not be better. And Black women so deserve it. We deserve this. And we thank Beach, the Breast Examination Center of Harlem, for doing it. But I know that it was Spirit that put it in your mind many years ago to give us this monument, to give us this statement. So I thank you so very much. Thank you so much.